Welcome to the Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church.
Well, welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to talk about the Kingdom of God. And our topics really might go all over the place today, but we're going to try to stay somewhat focused on the family. And although that doesn't sound like a very controversial topic, I can assure you before I'm done, we're going to get into controversy. Because there's been a lot going on this week. As a matter of fact, I got ready for this program with about 30 seconds to spare. And I've been going since early this morning. So bear with me. I've got more notes and more input than I will be able to cover in several hours of radio broadcasting. But we've got lots of information for you. And we're going to try to cover a great deal of that. I was going to do the show on unleavened bread, which sounds like a pretty boring topic, but I can assure you it would be wrought with controversy if I did that. enough to get me burned at least two or three different stakes. But I'm going to start off with Revelations 2:2. Everybody wants to start at the end anyway and want to know what revelations mean. But in chapter 2, verse 2, it says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. That's exactly what's happened, is that many people claim to be ambassadors to Christ and they are liars. First to themselves, I'm not saying they're all terribly, terribly wicked, but they are self-deceived. Some are not so self-deceived, and these, of course, are the prophets of the beast, who encourage you to become little beasties yourselves and covet one another's goods. And of course, because that is such a wicked thing to do, you need to go to church to make you feel good again, to make you feel good about your wickedness. And this is what churches do. And the amazing thing is, over the centuries, sometimes the churches have to do this so much. You know, they get you marching off to other countries to slaughter and murder women and children in the name of Christ. And then you got to go to a lot of church to make yourself feel good after that, because you should be able to clearly see that that's evil. But they have become, the matrix today is the most deceptive thing that you can imagine. Matter of fact, evidently, most of you can't even imagine how deceptive it is, because you're all deceived by it. You don't go marching off, and you don't slash people with swords and have their blood splatter on you when you do these things. That what you're actually doing is you're sending out other men to kick in your neighbor's door in order to get enough funds to pay the interest on the cost of all the benefits that you want to have at the expense of your neighbor. You're totally, your system across the board, Australia, United States, Canada, all these socialist systems, everywhere you see this socialism cropping up, is anti-Christ. The entire system of governments throughout the world, the United Nations, everything, is anti-Christ. Christ. Bold, complete sin. Should get guys storming into my door, and probably will someday. And when they do, I pray the Holy Spirit is there for me the same as it was there for Peter. And we'll see. But in the meantime, you need to hear the gospel of the kingdom. You need to hear the whole truth. You need to know that they have taken you down the road to hell, because they're taking you to Rome itself, to Babylon itself. And you have been going down there, and ministers have been tickling your ears, And I could go through a long list of names of ministers who tickle your ears. And I could even name some of the ministers that are actually not far from the kingdom. They're starting to see something, but they will not go all the way. My Romans 13, The Higher Liberty, the book, The Higher Liberty, you can get it on the web. You can download the whole thing for free. Unlike other ministers who you have to pay for a free download. I always thought that was amazing. Pay for a free download? How do you do that? So that you don't have to buy the book. You have to pay them a buck or something. I don't even know what they charge. But you can't just download the book for free. Where's the faith in that? I download all my books for free. On the net. In PDF. And most of them in HTML. I haven't got around to programming them all into HTML. But you can certainly do it in PDF. And they're right there. Just go to the website and do a search for the title and boom, there you go. Probably several copies of it in PDF format. Some are more recent than others because I don't have the time to go in there and update some of the... I just actually found I quoted Judge Leonard Hand in one of the books, Covenants of the Gods, and I didn't capitalize the word Leonard in the footnote. And I just discovered that today, and I fixed that. So there's always little typos that we're fixing in these books and making them better and better, but we're still giving them away for free. It all takes time. It all takes effort. But we live by faith, and that's the problem. Americans, Australians, Canadians, Englishmen, Frenchmen. I could make some comments about the Frenchmen, but aren't living by faith. Oh, they go to church. They go to church and they sing their songs and they burn their incense, or they, you know, they got their ministers with their collars and what have you. And someone's seen one of my pictures up on the internet, and it shows me with a black t-shirt with a white t-shirt underneath it, and they thought it was a Roman collar. Now, that was an idea. The photographer wanted me to look a little bit more ministerial. So we did that with a white t-shirt and a black t-shirt. And then I put on my regular clothes afterwards and went out to work. So we're talking about these liars. These lies have been going on for so long. And there's so many of them and so many layers and layers of them. You could fill hundreds of radio shows with all the lies that you've been told. And they do it in many subtle ways. One of the ways is they change the meaning of words. Like the word religion. The word religion in the Bible is translated from the word threskia, which actually means what you do. But of course, we all know that all you have to do is be saved and then you don't have to do anything. Right? No, wrong. Wrong answer. Christ said, not those who say, but those who do. But your modern religionists are going around saying not what you do, but what you say. So tell me that's not anti-Christ. It is totally anti-Christ. And they're all doing contrary to what Christ says. Which, of course, the Pharisees were doing contrary to what Moses said. And so that most people's view of Judaism is based on what the Pharisees were doing. And it's a complete lie. And if we go, I could go do this with Hindus. I could go do this with Buddhists. I could go do this with Muslims. Everybody thinks that Muslims are the big threat. You know the big threat? It's those liars. It's they which say they are apostles and are not. And has found them liars. For they are liars. And they have deceived you. Grossly deceived you. People think they're Christians and they're actually the Antichrist. They think they are going to go to heaven when they die, and they are in hell already. And they don't even know it. And so I'm not going to pick bones. I'm not going to tickle ears. I'm going to smack you upside the head. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. So what are we going to talk about? Homeschooling? Well, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about homeschooling, but we're going to talk about a lot of things before we're done. This series could actually go 6 or 7 shows by the time we're done. But anyway, in 1938, the practice of homeschooling was outlawed in Germany by Adolf Hitler in the infamous Third Reich. And of course, Hitler lost the war, so homeschooling is now legal in Germany, right? Wrong again. Homeschooling is illegal in Germany, and if you are caught homeschooling, you could get thousands of dollars worth of fines. You could be put in prison. You could have your children taken away. That's Germany. They still, homeschooling is illegal in Germany. The amazing thing is that the government of the United States now is saying you don't have any right to teach your children at home. They're actually stating that before the Supreme Court, that you have no fundamental right to teach your children. Yet the Bible says, you know, fathers teach thy sons and thy sons' sons. But they're not. And, you know, besides the fact that your children are being taught false history, 1984 has come and gone, and they have rearranged history. They've been doing it at least since 1908 in an actual conspiratorial way. There's that big C word, conspiracy. But they have been, and this was uncovered by the government investigators and exposed by government investigators and is part of the congressional record back in 1954 in the Reese Commission, that philanthropic organizations conspired to change the way in which Americans viewed history. And of course, that's exactly what they did. You know, Americans today think, oh, the Constitution, well, some of them are absolutely opposed to the Constitution, but those are mostly progressive socialists. But some of them who think they're not progressive socialists, and really they are, because of the fact they all believe in public school, public education. I mean, you're outnumbered. You have to realize that the real Christians are a tiny little minority in America. And most of them aren't going to churches, probably. I shouldn't say most. I don't have statistics on that. But many of them are not going to the churches that you normally see on. They might have some semblance of church, home church. They may have some small groups of churches. But the real Christians have long been disappointed in what they have found in the mainstream churches. Although we may find some real Christians even there. It's hard to say. You know, they are where they are found. It's kind of like gold. It is, you got to shovel through a lot of dirt to find a little bit of gold. You know, we're kind of looking for the mother lode. Where are all the Christians at? It was a rough period in German history. Thousands of young people were being pried from their parents by the direction and authority and drafted into their Hitler Youth movement or program. This was a traumatic event for many of them, but a lot of them were just all for it. I mean, you've seen the big crowds, you know, they were all excited about this and thought it was wonderful. And of course, you've got big crowds today that think that all kinds of things are going on wonderful in your country. And then if you got protesters, but the protesters are often protesting for the wrong reasons. You know, like your Occupy Wall Street. There's a huge variety of reasons why people showed up for occupying Wall Street. Many of them were socialists and simply wanted more of what was in their neighbor's pocket. And they wanted the men who exercised authority to go to their neighbor's house, kick in the door if necessary, and take from their neighbors. And of course, we pointed that out hundreds of times before, that thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods does not have an addendum that says, unless your neighbor is rich. Now, I know there's a lot of abusive rich people out there who take advantage of everybody, and they really aren't deserving of their wealth. But if you make it a rule that it's okay to take from people if they're really rich, then it's going to be a rule that it's okay to take from you, even if you're really poor. And they will take your sons and daughters, and they will take them and put them in danger And they will take and take and take and take, because the net you have spread to catch the rich will catch you instead. What should have been for your welfare will become a snare. Paul, David, say this. Proverbs. If you're going to sit and eat with a ruler, a man who can exercise authority one over the other, if you're going to take his benefits, you're going to be snared. He serves deceitful dainties, and he sucks you into the road to hell. And that's where you're going. And I could say, bye-bye, have fun on the road to hell. Or I could say, repent. Turn around. Do something different. Everybody's talking about the new healthcare thing coming up, 2014. Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, no, you're not ready. But this could cost you thousands of dollars. The poor are going to be hit the hardest. Again, I'm going to send out a call. Anybody know anybody in the Monterey area? I've come in contact with a homeless person down there. I talked to him again this week. And I'm trying to get them to organize the homeless, but if we could get a presence down there, maybe we could help them help themselves. We're not interested in feeding every person that is homeless, taking care of every person that's homeless, but those who want to turn around and seek the kingdom. And often that's what it takes. Everything has to be stripped away from you. All your stuff has to be torn away from you. Your homes have to be torn away from you in order for you to get serious about seeking the kingdom. Because, you know, the fact is, in America, everybody is pretty rich. I mean, even the poor people live better than the kings of old. And it's just amazing. Of course, that's not going to stay that way. You're going to see the worst famines in the history of the world here in America. That's right. I mean, it's going to get rough. Seriously rough. But you deserve it. And so, you know, because you're all going to go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen for yourself, and they're going to let you down, and the God of heaven isn't going to hear you, because he's going to say, you go cry out, and I will not hear you in that day, because you decided to elect men who could exercise authority one over the other in order to take away from your neighbors so that you could have benefits at their expense. And this one report goes on to say, in a few short years, vast numbers of these youth would be bleeding on the battlefields of Europe, these youth that were brought into the Hitler Youth Program. On the wrong side of the war. The fact is, I pointed out, FDR and Adolf Hitler were actually on the same side. They were both progressive socialists. I mean, the Nazi means National Socialist Party. Socialism weakens the people so that tyrants can come to authority. Come to power over the people. And of course, they start out saying, oh, we're going to take from the rich. We're going to take from those bankers. But they end up giving to the bankers and taking from you. I mean, you know, if you actually understood what the bailout was all about, you guys should be rioting in the streets already. I'm not encouraging rioting because it won't do you any good, but you ought to be rioting and weeping in your heart because you're to blame. I'm not going to blame it on the government. Government's doing exactly what you've tempted it to do. I mean, you've driven the souls of this world mad by your sloth and avarice. You give them power against the best advice of men like Samuel and Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine's famous pamphlet, Common Sense, quotes Samuel extensively. Yet you bring up the Bible on some political forum, and they say, oh, we don't have anything to do with religion. Oh, we're just talking politics here. What a nutcase. And if they actually, I told them I was going to be on the radio shortly, so maybe they've tuned in. I doubt they'll show that much initiative to tune in, but they are a nutcase. But they've been deceived, I understand. And maybe they have a good heart down there under all that deception. But your government is one of the most religious governments in the history of the United States today. Because your government takes care of the needy of the world to public schools, welfare, Social Security, Those are all religious programs. Because religion, threskia in the Greek, is what you do, not what you say. And what one of those things, pure religion, is how you take care of the needy of your society. Widows and orphans, the people who have needed help from time to time throughout the history of mankind. How you take care of them, that's what threskia is. That's what these temples were doing. The Temple of Jerusalem, the Temple of Roma, the Temple of Saturn, where you registered the birth of your child so that he could get benefits from the government. And yeah, there was at one time a great deal of contributions, just like your early public schools in America. Most people didn't go to public schools, but there were public schools around, a few in Massachusetts, but they were only partially supported out of the public coffers. They only received a little bit. They were supported by private funding to get any real work done. By 1900, most people were still educated entirely by private funding, either in the homes or in private schools. And almost every private school had a system whereby if your child showed any talent, that they were let in by the charity of the people who were supporting the school. That's what made this country great, not the Constitution. Those individuals who got up, went to work, earned their own keep, their own way, and then found the time to help out one another. That is what made America great. That is what made it a mighty military army. Because all armies are ultimately dependent on the soldier on the ground. And the character and virtue of that soldier, the loyalty to his fellow man, and to those brethren, those buddies in arms, is what makes a government, an army, strong. If you lose that, you will lose everything. Israel discovered that. The United States is discovering that. That it has bred out of existence the character that made it a great nation, because it has become a socialist state. And a religious socialist state. You have to belong to their religion. This is why Christians were persecuted. They were persecuted because emperors, and we've talked about this before in previous shows, we name the emperors, we read from the court cases. They were persecuting Christians because they made it a law that you had to join their religion, their temples. You had to contribute to their temples. Some of what we call pagans cared about the Christians so much because they were such a noble, caring people, because they were sacrificing the red heifer. In other words, they were giving foreign aid. They were helping out their neighbor, even if they were not Christians, because that was the way that Christ taught them. They were helping out people in hard times. And they were greatly respected by the people, and sometimes even by the judges, because they were such a charitable, well-organized group of people. And they were well-organized from the ground up, not from the top down. And they took care of one another. They did not go to the benefactors who exercised authority, to the governments who exercised authority. They had their own government for charity. And they were able to do this through the family. The families were strong, and the fathers were teaching their sons, and the fathers and mothers were a unit, one flesh. And they seduced you away from that with their socialist state. And now they're going to rip it out of the hands of those who still have remained faithful and tried to remain faithful. And we'll talk about this when we return to Keys of the Kingdom.
My name is Mark, and I'm from Melbourne in Australia, and I'm a minister in the church established by Jesus Christ more than 2,000 years ago. After reading the books published at hisholychurch.org, I realized that mainstream Christianity had taken a wrong turn by forgetting what Jesus said to do, to practice pure religion while remaining unspotted from the world. What does this mean and how is this done exactly? You'll find out when you go to hisholychurch.org and discover what it truly means to love God and your neighbour as much as yourself. Join the Living Network at hisholychurch.org.
Have you ever looked at the things happening in the world today and felt that something just wasn't right, but couldn't put your finger on it? Have you ever heard the phrase, "God bless America," and wondered to yourself, does he really? Or have you ever looked at the government's policies on things such as abortion or same-sex marriage and asked yourself, how could they? Or where are all the Christians voicing their outrage? These are hard questions that many people today ask themselves. But along with those hard questions come some very hard answers. Answers that you may never heard before, but nonetheless will answer these and other questions you may have. So if you're looking for answers, join us at hisholychurch.org. It's not what you might think, and it will open the heart and mind to a whole other world that you never even knew existed. It did for me and many others. I know it will for you as well. So join us as we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness at hisholychurch.org.
The Creator is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. His kingdom was, is, and will be forever on earth as it is in heaven. Start by connecting and finding other kingdom-seeking families on the His Holy Church Living Network. Visit www.hisholychurch.org to start your journey back to your unalienable birthright.
I'm Brother Justice, and I'm a minister of His Holy Church of Sacramento, California. His Holy Church is a powerful weapon in the hands of God. The books, The Covenants of the Gods, and Thy Kingdom Come has changed the course of my life forever. For those of you who are truly looking for the way, I encourage you to look to His Holy Church at www.hisholychurch.org. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
Hi, I'm Brent. I'm a contact minister for the Living Network in Northeast Missouri. You're not the only one out there with the desire to learn the truth. There are people all over the world coming together in faith, hope, and charity. Join us at one of the upcoming gatherings to meet new people, fellowship, work, and play. Whether it's the Fall Burning Bush Festival in Oregon or the Spring Gathering in Northeast Missouri, you'll get all the details when you join the Living Network. Go to hisholychurch.org and click on the network link. Find out what you've been missing. You'll be glad you did.
Well, welcome back to Keys of the Kingdom. And we're talking about one of the most fundamental rights of mankind from the very beginning is the right to his family, the right to his children, the right to the product of his life. I mean, you marry, a man and a woman marry, and they produce, at the cost of their own flesh and blood, children. They spend their lives, 20, 30 years of their lives, 40 years of their life in preparation and growth and cultivation of their children. It is from the family that all society is born. And it is born, as I said, by the blood and sweat and tears and efforts of a man and woman pouring out their lives that their children might live. So you wouldn't think anybody would do anything to jeopardize that family, that their children. But the reality is that they are grossly deceived. And they are grossly deceived by the false church as well as by governments. And the false church has been crowning governments for centuries now. Crowning the Nimrods of this world, the Sauls of this world, and saying, here, this man will rule over you. He will exercise authority one over the other. He will take and take and take and take and take, just like Samuel warned. And you will suffer accordingly. And God will not hear you because you have looked to this ruler to solve your problems. People talk about the Constitution. They look to the Constitution. The Constitution is the way in which you can choose public servants or rulers. What decides if they're public servants or rulers? You do. You don't do by your election. You do by your election to sign agreements with your rulers and give them power. And they say, we want more public schools. Please go out and take from my neighbor more stuff so that we can have better and bigger and nicer public schools. Because we should have schools and we should educate our children, but you're not educating your children. You're asking men who call themselves benefactors to exercise authority one over the other to educate your children. Germany had done the same thing. They had gone into this Prussian scheme of public education. And they just took it one step further and said that, oh, the children belong to the state. That private raising of children is the enemy of the state. They liked the socialism. You may have defeated Hitler, theoretically, if you ever did. But you did not defeat the idea of socialism in Germany. It's still there. They've learned to balance it, to keep the people working hard, and they do work hard. But they also are very self-righteous, very religionistic in their thinking within the German government. They don't call it religion. They don't call it churchianity, you know, what you call religion today. But they want to take care of your children. They want to take care of their bodies. They want to take care of their minds. And they don't want you messing with their power. So they will take your children away if you try to homeschool your children. They don't care whether their children are getting a better education, that they're getting to be a better people. They don't care about that. They don't care about the fact that they're your children. They were born of your flesh. They belong to the state, and they still believe that. And nobody is massing an army on the coast of England or Normandy in order to stop that. In fact, your government is now supporting that idea and defending that idea. The German Supreme Court has stated that the purpose of the homeschooling ban is to, quote, counteract the development of religious and philosophically motivated parallel societies. I don't know if you noticed, anybody who really studies history, that Christ was preaching a religious and philosophically motivated parallel society in Judea. A society based on faith, hope, and charity, not force. John the Baptist was preaching the same society. And it was what the prophets and Moses and Abraham had been doing, creating parallel societies based on a different religion. Religion being what you do, how you take care of the needy of your society. Now we talk about the needy of the widows and orphans of society, the poor, etc. But not just them are the only ones who are needy. Those who need justice. Those who need protection. You have to be there for them to do that if you're going to follow Christ. And there's a family in Germany who was trying to homeschool their children, and they were being fined equivalent of thousands of dollars. They were being threatened with having their children taken away, their parental rights being terminated by the state. How can the state terminate parental rights when parental rights are a product of nature? That's the natural law and nature's God that give you parental rights. It's because you already waived your parental rights when you said, educate my children, give me a marriage license, allow me to become a productive member of your society in exchange for the benefits of your society. This whole debate about gays getting marriage licenses so that they have a recognized state marriage. And Christians are out there saying, no, no, we don't want to give them our recognized state license to marriage. If you were a real Christian, you wouldn't be going out and getting one of those state licensed real marriages by the state. You would be getting married under the authority vested in your minister by God, not by the authority vested in your minister by the state. Because when your minister is saying, I here now pronounce you man and wife by the authority vested in me by the state of whatever, he's working for the state. You talk about separation of church and state, that's gone. That ain't there no more. He's gone down to the state offices or county offices and asked for permission. Can I be an officer of the state and sanction this marriage? So that, what? What is he doing? When he sanctions that marriage by the authority vested in him by the state of, he is bringing you and your spouse into a three-party contract with the state. It's a threesome. It is not a man and a woman as one flesh, no more twain. It's a man and woman in the state, no more thrice. You're one, except for who's the head of that relationship? The state. Yep, the state. You went and got a state marriage as defined in the state. Same thing going on at the time of Justinian. Justinian codes, other codes, we'll get into that later. But you're entering into a contract, three-party contract. This is not debatable. This is repeated over and over and over again. When you go down and get that license from the state, you're entering into a three-party contract with the state, where the state has the inordinate level of power. That is the agreement you are making with an unbeliever, because the state believes that if you just don't like the guy, you can get a divorce. If he doesn't like you, he can get a divorce. God says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. State gets to put it asunder. He gets to take your children away. He can take your property away. He can divide everything up, because they run it. They run that relationship. They can take your children away because they don't think you're educating them the way you ought to be educating them. So you think homeschooling bans is important? We need to fight homeschooling bans in Germany and other places? Yes. But where do you start the fight? You start the fight when you start thinking about becoming a parent, when you start thinking about getting married. But I can't tell you not to go get a marriage license. I'm just telling you what getting a marriage license does. You are in bondage up to your gazoo. Actually, I was going to say up to your ears. And I'm not sure exactly where your gazoo is at. But you know, when you wave your hands in church, you wave them way over your head, and you wave them for Christ, they're not even sticking up above the level of your bondage. Even then, when your hands are way over your head, you're still submerged in bondage. You're submerged in debt. You're submerged in debt up to your ears. You are surrounded and dying in the dough of yeast, the leaven of the Pharisees. And your children and your children's children are also in that debt. And you got nobody to blame but yourself. But that's good, because now you've got reason to repent. You can change your ways, and God will come out and meet you. He'll reach down and pull you up from the water in which you are sinking, and He will save you. But you got to turn around. You got to repent. You got to at least see what you're doing wrong. The right of parents to direct and the upbringing and education of their children has been at the pinnacle of human rights, but not in this country. Who said that? Brianna Johnson, in a newsletter that she made. She was writing an article about the Remickes, which are this German family that fled Germany because of the fact that they were being forced to school their children. The German schools teach against Christian values, say the Remickes. Our children know that we homeschool following our convictions and that we are in God's hands. They understand that we are doing this for their best, and they love the life we are living in America on our small farm. They were granted asylum, but the United States federal government wants to take that asylum away from them. They were granted that asylum because they knew that if you went back to Germany, they would be fined, they would be in prison, their kids would be taken away from them. But now there's an argument coming from the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder that says that those kids and those parents should have to go back to Germany. Them and their five children, they're to go back to Germany because there's no real threat. They don't have any fundamental right to teach their children. There is no religious bigotry because everybody in Germany is forbidden from homeschooling, which is not really true. Gypsies don't have to send their kids to school. I don't know what it takes to become a gypsy. Are they registered gypsies? Do they have a different citizenship? That would be an interesting thing to explore. But they make an exception for gypsies. They can teach their kids at home. Well, I'd become a gypsy. I'm sorry. I just have to. I'm with them. The other people, if you travel in your work all the time, which I guess gypsies do, you can get a special exception. But it is by permission that you get to do it, because the kids still belong to the German government. The nation of Germany and Sweden show that when governments take away homeschooling rights, it's a slippery slope to no parental rights at all. The fact is they have already been given the right to take away those rights, because you've already looked to government to provide you with the benefits. If the government has to pay for your child's hospital bill, or your parents' hospital bill, or subsidize it even, they gain rights over your children. And that's why they want everybody in the new healthcare system, because when they force everybody in the new healthcare system, they can take everybody's children away. And more. They can take your life away. Aren't they the givers of life? They've forced you in, and now you have gone into a system whereby you can force your neighbor to pay for your health care. It is a covetous system. It is a collective system. It is a one-purse system, and it runs to wickedness. And the Bible preaches against it in both Old and New Testament. and anybody who wants to go that way is anti-Christ. And the amazing thing is most of the people that go to church today cannot see the difference. They cannot understand the difference between the ways of Christ and the way they're going. Because the apostles, the preachers, the ministers, the priests of their churches are liars. They have been lying to you and to me and to everybody. And they do it because they have been lied to in some cases, but sometimes because they have lied to themselves. It is not hard to figure out that thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods really means thou shalt not want thy neighbor's goods or any benefit that is provided by taking away from thy neighbor. That's not rocket science. That's not hard to figure out. It's hard to accept because suddenly you realize I'm way down the road to Rome. I'm way down the road on my journey to Babylon. I am part of the problem. Okay, it's hard to receive. Repent. But now you got to do something about it. You can't just keep feeding the pigs and not turn around and seek to come back to the Father. You have, and now coming back to the Father means you have to love your neighbor as yourself. That doesn't mean to sit in the pew and think beautiful thoughts about your neighbor. Oh, I love my neighbor. It means you have to have an active love. Same word for love over there. Same word they translate into charity in the epistles when Paul says it. You have to start taking care of one another. Healthcare, simple solution. Simple thing to deal with healthcare that's coming up. You have to have a healthcare system that's been around since before, 1976, I think it was. Well, how long has Christ been around? Christ's been around since 2000. I mean, for 2,000 years, since, 2,000 years ago. That's before 1976. So how does it work? It works like medical shares, except better. 10 families get together. They agree to pay for each other's needs according to their good conscience, not according to a list. Now you can make a list of things that we're likely to cover, things that we're going to look for. I mean, if you don't want to put cosmetic surgery on there for people who want breast implants, but you can put down certain ailments that you're looking for. You can surely make out that list, and that's what you're going to look for. Okay, they have a medical problem. Every week when you meet, you will pay in what you think is fair to pay for their medical problem. That contribution will go to pay their medical bills off. Simple as that. But you're together with 10 families, that's not enough. You need to be together with 100 families. So you make 10 groups of 10. And then you make 10 groups of 100 families, which makes it tens, hundreds, and thousands. And your ministers, handful of men, are linked together. And if you have a medical problem where you need help, maybe you can cover it yourself. That's your deductible. You ask for help. You tell your minister, next day, all the ministers know, they tell all their people, so-and-so needs help. And then you should all ask your minister, who is this so-and-so, and why does he need help? And he should have the particulars. Says he was hit by a car. He was beat up by the Gestapo. Whatever it is. He got sick. He fell off a ladder. He broke his leg. He needs, he's got a $10,000 medical bill he cannot pay. He needs help. He needs to reset the bone. Nobody will help him. Maybe somebody in this thousands of Christians will set the bone for free. And then you guys can donate and say, well, a man should not work for free. We want to help him out. We want to support. We'll buy him a piece of equipment for his doctor's office. And we'll donate it. But we'll buy it to the church. So it's all deductible for you people who are still giving in your tally of bricks. Don't expect that to be around forever, because they're going to take that away from you. But right now, because you do it through the church, it's deductible. You help that elder out who was a doctor in Congregation 62 who set the man's leg, and you got the medical bill paid for a fraction of what it would have cost if he went to the hospital and did it. If he has to go to the hospital, get services, MRI, x-ray, whatever it is, you guys are in control of how much you want to pay. But you will start finding out who is really charitable amongst you. It's like the Amish. When their house burns down, they just tell the other Amish and everybody shows up and builds a new house. They don't need fire insurance. They have each other. You don't need medical insurance. You have each other. But you don't have each other because you haven't been seeking the kingdom. And because of that, men like Holder will come in and take away your children, because you won't come together. So a homeschooler I know, we've had him on the show, I won't mention his name, he's written books on homeschooling, done videos on homeschooling and public schools. He says, oh, you don't have to join anything. Wrong! You have to come together. You must not forsake the coming together. You don't, in the congregations that we set up, you don't actually join the congregation. You do bear witness that I recognize this minister. That one recognizes this minister. That one recognizes, 10 families recognize this minister. You are creating a network by recognition, not by contract. You still have absolute 100% control of everything that's in your pocket. If you don't do that, you will not be free. And that is from me, the apostle, who is not a liar, who is telling you, you need to come together, because you cannot love one another unless you come together. Holder's office argued that there was no violation of any protected right in a law that entirely bans homeschooling. There would only be a problem if Germany banned homeschooling for some but permitted it for others. Therefore, you can see his intention is to ban homeschooling. Why? Because the socialists cannot afford a parallel society based on faith, hope, and charity. This is the lines upon which the persecution of Christians will come. And you are going to need the pillar of fire that protected those who followed Moses on the shores of the Red Sea. And it will not come for you unless you return to the ways of Christ and Moses and Abraham and our Father in heaven. You need to repent. You need to gather together. Wherever you're at, I don't care how far away the next member of your congregation is now, you need to gather together. And in the future, we'll fill in all those other people with God's blessing. Until we meet again, may peace be upon your house and God be with you.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.